The second concert in the Schreiber Hall concert series current season is the Piatigorsky Memorial Concert, featuring always a cello. And in this instance, we have the Argentinian cellist Sol Gabetta, joined by French pianist Bertrand Chamailloux, both making their Baltimore recital debuts. And in the WBJC studio to talk about this concert coming up on November the 6th, the executive director of the concert series, Catherine Cochran. Always lovely to welcome you back. Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Great to see you.
So starting out with Beethoven, a great pioneer of the cello sonata, and in fact, really breaking ground here with his first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are three sonatas from three centuries on this program, and pioneering is really a wonderful word to use for the Opus 5 sonatas. They're without precedent in the works of Haydn and Mozart, and they really liberated the cello from its traditional role of basso continuo, while also giving the keyboard written out parts rather than the figured bass, which was more common leading up to this. So you really have two equal voices.
I love that the Benjamin Britten has such a personal connection with the person to whom it was dedicated, with Shriver Hall, with Mstislav Rostropovich actually having performed it here.
Yes, he did. We were very fortunate that Maestro Rostropovich appeared several times in this on the series in its early years, and he indeed performed this cello sonata just a few years after it was written for him by Benjamin Britten. It was actually one of five works that Britten wrote for his good friend Rostropovich, the others being the three solo suites as well as the cello concerto. And it's such a rich and meaty piece. I'm really excited to hear it again.
So then the third sonata for cello from Chopin, so unusual to have him writing something that isn't purely for piano.
The cello, in fact, was the only instrument for which Chopin wrote substantial amounts of music aside from the piano. And it took him a long time to write this piece, working to figure out the relationship between the cello and piano voices. And there's a wonderful quote that he wrote his sister, I write a little and cross out a lot, which I think can be a lesson to us all.
So tell me a bit more about the musicians.
Of course, Sol Gabetta is Argentinian, as you said. She's in her mid-30s, and she's had a really extraordinary 4 to 5 years. She's known as a charismatic, thoughtful artist with a sweet tone. And just in the last couple of years, she's had a Grammy nomination. She's had several high-profile debuts with the Berlin Philharmonic, the Mostly Mozart Festival in New York, opening night of the BBC Proms, and not to mention, of course, the Baltimore Symphony in spring of 2015. And Bertrand Chamailloux is French, originally from Toulouse, also in his mid-30s, and he's had a series of really lovely recordings come out. In fact, Gramophone described his most recent recording as revelatory, a breathtaking beauty, and incomparable power. So it will be great to hear these two colleagues perform together.
This is for the Piatigorsky Memorial Concert, part of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, with Argentinian cellist Sol Gabetta and French pianist Bertrand Chamailloux. 5:30 as usual, and that is Sunday, November the 6th at the Homewood Campus, Shriver Hall there. More details at shriverconcerts.org. Always a pleasure to speak to the series executive director, Catherine Cochran. Have a great concert.
Thank you.